sometimes we hear these coming down on huts and you hear these noises. Alright, so yeah, I come down Hudson, you hear those noises all the time. We've got the music playing, and we've got a bunch of random drums in here. And sometimes we have guys like one of our coaches here, Joel Rusk. When he hits these bags, you can hear it all the way down to the Hungry Panda. Great stop. So this area is really good. We've got a lot of athletes that come here, work out, and go enjoy the delicious restaurants. My favorite is Hanoi 36. They're great. The Nom's really good, healthy food for the pre-made meals, so I really enjoy going there. And yeah, and over at Nightlife, sometimes some of my crew, they like to go down to the weekends, that little restaurant in between by Shushua Pie Company. Yeah. You know where that is? Yeah, it's great. So we go there sometimes, you know. And yeah, being downtown is just great. It's a great vibe down here, right across from the Art Gallery. So, you know, we get all the parades down here, and they got the Pride Festival there, so they have the music and everything going on. Yeah, I got a friend over at Inclusive Arts, and just being working downtown and just running a business downtown has really been the best decision of my life, I think. It's been really awesome opening a gym here, and yeah.
How long have you been in the downtown core?
Oh, just give me a second to breathe. Yeah. Yeah, we've been downtown for about a year and a half now, almost, I guess we're coming on 2 years. It's been great as far as, the downtown, you know, as the... Like any downtown core, there's like some problems, right? Like the rest of society, we see some of the homeless people, and we see what the drugs are going on. But after a while being down here, you also realize they're just humans too, and you can form a relationship with them. And sometimes, you know, that's it's not too bad down here as far as, you know, what I've seen. When we just went down to Vancouver and saw some of that, what's going on there. I still think we keep a sense of community intact, even though, you know, we might deem certain people unfavorable. They're still people, and we just learn to get along with them and help them, and you can actually foster some positive relations with these people, and, you know, hopefully we, you know, maybe get them and make life a little bit easier for everybody, you know, just by being nice to people.
It's amazing how little it takes sometimes just to reach out and...
Yeah, I think, you know, like one of the themes here is like everybody's got a reason to fight. So, you know, we work with, for example, people with like Parkinson's, right? And then they have a reason to fight. They're fighting their bodies, right? They're trying to keep themselves active, right? I have other kids that are coming here and they're just trying to get through the crosswalk at school, right? Other kids are just looking for that confidence, especially since that COVID thing, the habits that formed. And I got these kids now, they're, you know, coming up into their 20s, and they're just discovering, you know, their feet. They're just discovering their bodies and you know, having a healthy mind and stuff. And that is the whole raison d'etre here, right? To make better people and help people fight for what they got to do. And those people, you know, sleeping outside and do like that. There's lots of people that I know that are very close in times of my life, very close to being, you know, without a home. You move to a big city, you get evicted. Hey, it's for whatever reason, you know. It could happen to anybody, right? It could happen to anybody. So, you know, we're just helping people succeed. It doesn't take a lot sometimes. If you're in a position where you're settled and you can help somebody else with really, you know, with a little bit of effort, well, that little bit of effort just rolls back exponentially for these people that really need it.
Are you from Seminar?
Been here about 10 years, and then we moved to Kelowna. I was all over Canada with Canadian Forces for a while, so I'd always take these contracts in different remote parts of Canada, but always sort of came back to the Okanagan and just slowly moved up this way towards Salmon Arm over the past 10 years. And yeah, we live here about 10 years now. We're almost considered a local now, just about. But it's small communities, you know, they're kind of like that. It takes a while to get fit in, but I think you can earn respect. And hopefully we did that, yeah.
Why Salmon Arm?
My wife got a good job up here a long time ago. And way it reminds me of the way that Kelowna was in the 80s a little bit. I really enjoyed that time. Now it's gotten really big and it doesn't feel like my spot anymore. And after a while here at Salmon Arm, it's with my kids growing up here. And then just, you know, what we've put in the community and we've put back, it's really great. People are genuinely friendly out here. It's just a good community to be part of.
We're hearing more and more about the connection everybody has with with your fellow business owners. That you had mentioned how the places you like to go for lunch. And what's that like to be part of a community of businesses?
Well, I think the really cool part about talking and working with other businesses, when I go to for my friend Michael Vu at Hanoi 36, business advice sometimes goes right across industries. Whether it's the barber, if you ever want to know about anything in town, ask a barber or a hairstylist, right? So you have an endless amount of communication and networking that way. But also just being connected with the arts. I mean, boxing is an art. We're a martial art, so to speak. And we're next to Inclusive Arts, which is a great place for artists. And, of course, the art gallery, just kitty corner to us. It opens up the culture, and art is just so much a part of life and community. In that downtown court builds that the relationship with the food, with the yoga studios, all just sort of the healthy things around here. It's just creates a real positive environment for business and people. Most of us shop owners in this downtown, I think we live a pretty modest, you know, nobody's driving a Mercedes type thing. We're all pretty just sort of working people, and we want to just. I think most of the shop owners down in this area want the lifestyle of being one of their own boss and being part of a nice progressive community that wants to further business and foster that community spirit. And downtown Salmon Arm really definitely does that.
Do you just teach boxing here, or are there other arts that you teach?
So sometimes, like for example, like we talk martial arts, we do some self-defense stuff for groups, whatever. So we work with Essie's Place on just sort of common sense, sort of self-defense stuff. We have, of course, in competitive boxing, so we're a sanctioned club under Boxing BC. So we take competitive fighters all over the province. We just came back from the Italian show, which is about 800 people in a room. You know, and taking young men and women down to these fights, and it really builds their confidence. During the days, I have my friend Richard, you might know him from the radio station. He comes in and does a lot of boxing here, just keeping himself active. Because I have seniors coming in. I have Diana, she's a nurse, and she's now taking the Rocksteady. She's working with people with Parkinson's to help them continue their fight. Youth classes for elementary and high school level kids. And then I'm open 6 to 9 every night, sometimes past that, because I know Salmon Arm for young people is not always a great spot. I'm trying to keep kids out of house parties, drugs, and just get them active, get them in here, send them home so tired they don't got time to, whatever it is, go steal hubcaps. Or I guess it's catalytic converters these days. But we don't, that's my whole reason for staying up late and being kind of like a nightlife spot downtown is I want people to be healthy and strong and learn that, you know, they can be confident and stand up for themselves and just get their bodies, their minds physically fit. So that's what I do here. I'm retired military. I don't make any money from this. This is just, my way of giving back and giving back to the community and just helping kids through sport. That's what we do here. So,
what do you see for yourself and downtown Salmon Arm in the near future?
You know, I'd like to see a little bit more nightlife in Salmon Arm. And when I say nightlife, you know, there's a great spot weekends where people go for cocktails and it's a classy little joint. But like Sanctuary Games is a good example, right? They have things for people to do at nighttime. And I've gone to other towns, like let's just say Nelson. We travel with the boxing team. We go to Nelson. They have so many restaurants, and they're all open past 10 o'clock. You know, there's live music. And, you know, there is some great live music happening down here, and there's some great stuff going on. I just sort of see that maybe that nightlife, just that little bit of family-oriented, positive nightlife happening in Salmon Arm. That is probably where I, you know, what I would like to see in the future. And, you know, for myself, I think staying up late, I think being a late night gym where people can come and work out and maybe punch their frustrations out or just not get into that lifestyle that they want. They want to come and work out and be healthier late at night. That's kind of something I want to see here now too. So I'm Coach Sean Dizitel from Whiz Bang Boxing here on 101 Hudson. And what we do is we help people get strong, fit, and help them fight their battles and achieve their goals of whatever they need to do in life.